going for it.
Well, eyes are very important. It was very depressing at first.
Let's try this again. Good morning and welcome to the California Coastal Commission meeting for Friday, August the 14th. Could we please call have the clerk call the roll?
Commissioner Shajian.
Here.
Commissioner Blank.
Here.
Commissioner Secord.
Present.
Commissioner Mercurimi.
Present.
Commissioner Schellenberger.
Here.
Commissioner Wan.
Here.
Chair Neely.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. And let's ask staff to go over the changes on the agenda and the announcements.
Good morning, Chair Neely, members of the Commission, members of the public. If you'd like to address the Commission today, we do ask that you fill out a speaker slip. They can be found on the table outside the hearing room. Please be sure to put your name and number on the speaker slip, bring it up to the staff table, and Chair Neely will call your name prior to the item being heard. We also ask that all cell phones and BlackBerries please be turned off while in the hearing room. They do interfere with our webcasting. And with that, we'll turn to the changes on today's agenda. On page 13 of the agenda, there are no changes. On page 14, no changes. And page 15, item 9A, 50971, the Long Beach Department of Parks and Recreation and Marine Project moved to consent. On page 16, item 13B, 509113, City of Newport Beach, postponed. Item 16B, City of Encinitas, LCP Amendment 2-08, the sign ordinances, postponed. Item 16C, City of Del Mar, LCP Amendment 1-09, postponed. Item 16D, City of San Diego, LCP Amendment 3-08B, for Point Loma Townhomes, postponed. And then on page 18, item 18A, 60837, the 22nd Ag District project moved to consent. Item 18B, 608110, the Encinitas Opportunistic Sand project moved to consent. Item 18C, 6095 JRJ Partners moved to consent. And it looks like I did not put on your agenda change sheet 18. Item 18D.
Is that consent?
Is it on there? That's not on mine. The San Diego Regional Airport Authority, 60915, is also moved to consent. Oh, I'm sorry. That's on the pink sheet addendum.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that concludes the changes for today's agenda.
All right. Thank you, staff. We're going to go to public comment now, and we have one person who signed up, Catherine Rhodes. Catherine, you have 3 minutes. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm waiting for
waiting for them.
Okay.
Hi, Catherine Rhodes from San Diego, and here's my other presentation on the La Jolla seals again, because I love them so much. So anyway, here's a map from the MLP, the Department of Fish and Game MLPA initiative, that shows that the La Jolla seals are the only marine mammals from Los Angeles County to the Mexican border. So the only place that anybody in Orange County, San Diego County, Imperial Valley, Riverside can actually see these seals are in La Jolla. That's why everybody goes there. Next slide, please. Right here is the area in blue right here is an area that's called the La Jolla Ecological Reserve or the La Jolla State Marine Conservation Area. That area is going to now be called the La Jolla State Marine Reserve. in green. And then there's also a San Diego Scripps State Marine Conservation Area that's up by Scripps Pier that I didn't show. But what we're trying to do is just get a small little extension, maybe 100 feet past the seawall just to protect the seawall, or a little circle right around the seawall so that the children's pool could be protected. People at the MLPA say that it's too late to get public input, but public input is still allowed until December 10th, so I'm just kind of requesting that people individually actually write letters to the Department of Fish and Game and say, yes, we do want it, because it is very important. So what it is it'll protect the seal and mercury from the fishermen, their nets and their hooks. And the only thing that's banned is fishing, because it'll become a no-take zone like the existing area in green right there. Next slide, please. Here again is another picture of the La Jolla Ecological Reserve. And again, our small little proposed extension, to include seal rookery. That's what we're going to try for. And here again is showing you the La Jolla Canyon and Scripps Canyon underwater system. So there's no reason for the scuba divers to enter children's pool when it's so close for them to go other areas and get there. Next slide, please. Here's just a little picture of a baby seal that got a lot of attention on the news. One person, I forgot what news person did it, but he did a big story on the seal, and somebody actually went there in the middle of the night, took the little net out of him, and saved the seal, because they were trying to say it was illegal to go down there and try to protect it. Next slide, please. Here's a picture of the Lapis One option that's going to be revised, so I don't know how it's going. And next slide, please. And this slide right here shows the four different options on the table right now. Only one of them has protection for the seals. That's the Lapis One, but it's being revised, so we don't know what's going to happen there. And, instead of protecting the seals, they want to protect, have a no fishing zone in Del Mar where nobody fishes. So it's a very political thing specifically for the seals during the MLPA process, and they're not getting any protection from Department of Fish and Game. Thank you.
Thank you. And before we go back to staff, Commissioner Schallenberger had an announcement, comment.
Briefly, something that we neglected to say yesterday when the executive director gave his report, or when the chief deputy director gave her report on the budget, and that is that as we continue to look for ways to save money, one of the possibilities that we've identified is cutting down on the amount of staff time and paper used for staff reports. More and more commissioners are moving to electronic, and so we're going to ask Vanessa to send out an email to all commissioners and their alternates asking if you still really need the full paper staff report sent out. And I might add that even if you do still use paper, have the ability to print it out at your office rather than print out those staff reports that you're interested in, rather than the entire packet, it could save a great deal of time and money, and that would free up a lot of our staff to be doing other things in the office rather than reproduction and mailing.
And in fact, Madam Chair, as Commissioner Schallenberger indicated, we also agreed that we're going to send out electronically the reports to members of the public and others who we historically had sent written, hard copy to, so that we can reduce that stream as well, another cost-saving measure. So you may hear about that, but I think people are now at the point where they can print whatever reports they want to print, and it certainly saves us a lot of resources.
All right, I think that's a great move. Thank you, Commissioner.
And I had one comment on the public comment speakers' suggestions, both from yesterday and today. I indicated to her afterward that there's nothing on the commission's agenda relative to children's pool. She had asked that we agendize something for next month. There's nothing before us at this time. There may be at some point in the future, depending on what the train of events is that involves a court order and appeal of that order relative to changes of the breakwater there. In addition to that, relative to the marine protected area process, We are involved with the state's process, and I think it would not be appropriate for us to inject ourselves or insert ourselves at this point relative to what we think ought to be designated at this stage, because they're going through their process and we're working with them on that, and I think that would not be helpful. Okay. So, thank you.
Thank you.
That brings us to item number three, and these are the consent calendar permits for the Los Angeles County portion of the South Coast District. There is an addendum for item 3B on the consent calendar for single-family residents on Oceanfront Walk in Playa del Rey area of the City of Los Angeles. Staff received an objection to the project, which relates to geotechnical and community character issues. The proposed construction methods and geotechnical issues have been addressed in the applicant's geotechnical engineering report submitted as part of the application. And all geotechnical issues and construction methods will also be reviewed by the City of Los Angeles Building Department. In addition, previous projects along Oceanfront Walk have not raised any significant geologic or engineering issues. Your addendum packet also includes a letter from the applicant's representative responding to the geotechnical and construction issues here. Regarding community character, the area is developed with other multi-story single-family residences ranging in height from 2 to 4 stories, and the height of the proposed residence is consistent with the commission's height limit of 35 feet for this area, and the proposed development, our view, is consistent with the character and scale of the surrounding area and also with past commission actions here. Therefore, staff is recommending this item remain on the consent calendar, and staff is not aware of opposition to the other permit application and consent calendar, recommends a commission and vote and approve the consent calendar.
All right. Thank you, staff. We have no speaker slips on this item. What is the pleasure of the commission? Commissioner Shajian?
Move approval.
Okay. Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the consent calendar. Any objection to unanimous roll call vote on this item?
Madam Chair?
Yes.
May I do a ex parte, please?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Ex parte?
Yes, please. On July 29th, I did have a meeting in my office with Andy Culbertson on behalf of the San Diego County Regional Airport Authority, which moved now on consent.
We are on consent calendar items 3A and 3B.
Only?
Yes. Okay. This is only for Los Angeles County.
Okay, thank you. My apologies.
Anyone else? Any objection to unanimous roll call vote on the consent calendar? Seeing none, the consent calendar is approved.
Thank you, Chair Leaney. Item 4 is the administrative calendar for the South Coast District, Orange County. Item 4A is a dock replacement in Huntington Harbor with typical conditions that are acceptable to the applicant. Staff recommends the commission concur with the executive director and approve this item on the administrative calendar.
Thank you. We have no speaker slips on this item. Is there any objection to concurrence with the executive director? Seeing none, the commission concurs.
And item 5 is the consent calendar for the South Coast District, Orange County. There are 2 items. Again, all the conditions are acceptable. There's no known opposition to these items, and staff recommends the commission approve the consent calendar.
Move the consent calendar.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Secord, second by Commissioner Meshajian. Any objection to unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the consent calendar is approved.
And item 6 is the consent calendar for the San Diego District. There are 2 items with no opposition. I do have a minor correction. The Exhibit 3 on item 6A should be the Exhibit 3 attached to item 6B, and staff will make that correction for the file. Staff recommends the commission approve the consent calendar for the San Diego District.
Move approval.
Second.
A motion by Commissioner Shajian, a second by Commissioner Secord to approve the consent calendar. Any objection to unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the consent calendar is approved.
Item number 7 is the district director's report for the South Coast District for both Orange County and Los Angeles County, which is a list of the waivers, immaterial amendments, and immaterial extensions, and also the emergency permits for the district. Staff did receive an objection to a waiver in the district director's report, and the waiver is listed as item number 4 in the report under permit application 409108, and the applicant is Chad Fisher. The proposed development here is for a new 28-foot high, 5,144-square-foot single-family residence located on Sycamore Road in the Pacific Palisades. And the letter of objection asserts the residence is too large and not consistent with the scale and character of the area. The proposed residence in staff's view is consistent with the character of the area and with also past commission approvals for this area. Therefore, staff does not believe there's a basis to remove this as a waiver from the district director's report. I will turn it over to Ms. Sarb to report on an emergency permit.
Yes, emergency permit 509-131G. The applicant is Caltrans, and it was approved for installation of a sheet pile wall that will extend about 30 feet below grade for an approximate 500-foot distance in a location that's parallel to and seaward of Pacific Coast Highway, south of Warner Avenue, and adjacent to the Bolsa Chica Ecological Preserve. The recent high tides undermined the road shoulder and part of the roadway and caused the embankment to erode and the road to actually crack and settle. So the executive director agreed that the work had to be done faster than the regular permit process would allow. It is almost completed. We're still working with Caltrans regarding a potential barrier along the seaward side of the road. If a temporary barrier must be authorized for safety reasons with this emergency permit, I'll report on what is approved next month. We have told Caltrans that it will require a thorough analysis of any potential impact on public views. This is a scenic coastal area, and it is the seaward side of Pacific Coast Highway, as well as an analysis of any alternatives to avoid those significant impacts. In this case, Caltrans has worked with the staff and the resource agencies to minimize unavoidable impacts to the adjacent upland and wetland resources, and that will be documented pre and post project with surveys, and any impacts will be mitigated. There were BMPs that in place during construction to protect the adjacent sensitive resources, and there will be a follow-up emergency permit for the work. That concludes my comment.
All right,
and staff is not aware of any opposition to the other items in the district director's report and recommend you concur with the executive director's determination on these matters.
Thank you, staff. Any objection to concurrence? Seeing none, the commission concurs.
Item number 8 are the regular calendar permit items. Staff is recommending move to the consent calendar for the Los Angeles County portion of the South Coast District. And staff is recommending one item be moved to the consent calendar, and that is item 9A, the City of Long Beach's Colorado Lagoon Restoration Project. Your addendum packet includes three letters supporting the proposed project and the staff recommendation, and staff also has received a late letter objecting to the removal of a paved parking area and a future proposal here to open a channel between the lagoon and Marine Stadium. The removal of the paved parking area located on the north shore of the lagoon will reduce and minimize the adverse effects on the lagoon from contaminated runoff from this parking lot and expand the habitat area here. In addition, there's ample public parking in the immediate area, and the Marine Stadium public parking lot is located just south of the lagoon, and there are other parking areas located in the southern area of the lagoon park. Staff continues to recommend this item remain on the consent calendar, recommends the commission vote and approve the consent calendar.
Thank you, staff. Any ex partes on this item? Seeing none, the pleasure of the commission.
Move the consent calendar.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Secord, second by Commissioner Mercurimi to approve the consent calendar. Any objection to unanimous roll call vote on this item? That's one we're on right now. Let me see. Just a second. We're getting two speaker slips. Looks like they're both in support of the project, so I'm sure they won't want us to stop our vote at this time. Okay. Thank you. Any objection to unanimous roll call vote? Seeing none. Although the motion passes. Thank you.
Moving on, item 10 is the Deputy Director's report for the South Coast District that was just reported for both Orange County and LA County as item 7 today. And item 11, there's no items that are moved to the consent calendar. So that'll move us to item 12, the City of Laguna Beach LCP Amendment 2-09 Biological Resources Policies and Maps. This is a request to extend the time limit for commission action on the City of Laguna Beach LCP Amendment 2-09. It includes changes to the city's certified land use plan to modify the open space conservation element to update biological resource and watercourse information for South Laguna and Laguna Canyon annexation areas. But it also makes changes to the policy groups addressing these resources that would apply citywide. Staff needs additional time to review the submittal, and we're therefore requesting the commission extend the 90-day time limit for commission action for 1 year. There is a motion to approve the time extension. It's at the bottom of the one-page staff report, and we're recommending a yes vote.
Thank you. We have no speaker slips on this item. Commissioner Shajian?
I move that the commission extend the 90-day time limit to act on the City of Laguna Beach Land Use Plan Amendment LGBMAJ-209 for a period of 1 year. Recommend a yes vote.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Shajian and a second by Commissioner Secord to approve the time extension. Any objection to unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the time extension is granted.
And item 13A, could I have the PowerPoint on this item, please? This is 509-106 Livoni. It's a proposal to remove the existing unpermitted retaining walls and beach access stairway from the bluff face, regrade the lower bluff to a more natural contours, add to the residence a new 800-square-foot caisson deck with enclosed bath and spa equipment room on the bluff face, and extend an existing bluff face deck by 390 square feet. Also proposed is construction of a new at-grade pathway from the new deck to the beach, and no structural improvements are proposed with the new at-grade pathway. The bluff is located in the area known as Corona del Mar in Newport Beach. It's immediately inland of the Corona del Mar State Beach, as shown on slide number one. The site is the subject of a longstanding enforcement action, which resulted in a settlement agreement to get structures encroaching on the lower bluff and the beach removed. As part of the settlement, it was acknowledged that there was a pre-coastal act stairway removed by a previous owner and replaced. Therefore, the existing stairway is unpermitted. The settlement agreement acknowledged that the property owner could seek approval from the commission for retention of the stairway on the site. However, this owner is proposing to remove the existing unpermitted stairway, regrade the lower bluff, and install an at-grade pathway. And slide two shows the site. The commission has previously acted on this same proposal and approved all of the proposed development except the pathway. This was last August. However, the applicant requested reconsideration of that action, and reconsideration was granted by the commission in February because the applicant raised factual questions with respect to whether the proposed pathway conforms with the community character of the area for purposes of carrying out Section 30251 of the Coastal Act. Staff has again evaluated the predominant line of development for residential and accessory improvements, as well as the history of commission action on private access ways on the lower bluff. And we are recommending that the commission approve the proposed pathway. Slide three shows this section of Corona del Mar with development on Ocean Boulevard, where the commission action has established a predominant line of development on the upper and mid bluff. This is consistent with the policies of the certified land use plan that's used for guidance in review of development in this area. Chapter 3 is the legal standard of review. Approval of the proposed removal of the existing retaining walls on the lower bluff is also in conformance with commission action in this area, which has resulted in removal of many unauthorized structures on the mid and lower bluff and the beach areas seaward of the toe of the bluff, and has left the lower bluff in a relatively undisturbed and undeveloped state. The commission action has limited seaward encroachment of private development, the residential development, and the accessory improvements development on the lower bluff and the beach. The type of development that will occur on the lower bluff includes pre-coastal act as well as those stairways that have been approved by the commission. And slide four shows the stairways that exist. This is the subject site. This stairway will be removed and replaced with an at-grade pathway. Downcoast on the Butterfield site. This was a pre-coastal act stairway that will be retained and has been authorized to be retained. Further south on the Circle site, this was a railroad tie pathway that the commission approved. Some commissioners found there was evidence that an access path had existed pre-coastal act here, and this was the less visually intrusive than some of the other pre-coastal act stairways that exist. And further south on the Tabak site, there has been a stairway removed that has been allowed to be replaced in this location, and there will be a connection from the half-acre site to that Tabak stairway. In summary, in reevaluation, staff feels that the commission should acknowledge that and recognize that stairways exist on the lower bluff. They are legal and they won't be removed, but the commission has held the line for principal structures and decks. Approval of this stairway will not affect the predominant line of development referenced in the LUP for the residential structures and the accessory improvements. This pathway is less visually intrusive than other authorized access ways in the area. It's the kind of private access we would prefer to see, and any precedent that is set is narrowed to this set of facts, including removal of a more visually intrusive unpermitted stairway and all other unpermitted structures and replacement with an at-grade stairway. With the revegetation proposed, there may actually be more control of erosion at the site than would occur if a path is just beaten through use, which would not be prevented by denial. Therefore, staff is recommending approval with several conditions, all of which are acceptable to the applicant. And that concludes my comments at this time.
Also, I think it's important to note that we were very concerned about potential use of this recommendation and action by the commission, if you approve it, for people who we have dealt with relative to development, unlawful development on the beach and at the base of the bluff there. So the way that this is structured, we don't see this as a precedent for the unauthorized developments that have been built on the beach that the commission has been involved in and pursued in the past and will continue to deal with in the future.
Okay. And that concludes staff?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Let me check with the Commission on Ex Parte Communications. Commissioner Shajian.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I did have a meeting with Mr. Stacy in my office in San Luis Obispo, and it was a review of that's similar to staff's presentation, and he asked if I would find my judgment to be in favor of the applicant. Well, that's my decision.
All right. Thank you. My ex partes are on file. Anyone else? Commissioner Secord?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I believe the ex parte is on file, and I'm not certain of the date, but there was a conversation with Attorney Sherman Stacy representing the applicant in my home perhaps a month ago, and the substance of it was essentially what Commissioner Achajan related.
All right. Thank you. Anyone else? That's all. Then we'll open the public hearing and look to Sherman Stacy. How much time do you need, Mr. Stacy?
Yes, Madam Chairman. Sherman Stacy here on behalf of the Livoni Family Limited Partnership. We agree with the staff recommendation and the
timeline?
Applicant. Beg your pardon?
No, you want to we just want to set the timer. So
oh,
no,
three minutes?
You could, five?
Well, you could set it for 15. I can stop early. set it for five. Thank you. The first thing I would like to remark, the staff presentation, I think, was a fair representation of what the facts are in this circumstance. I want to make clear that the existing stairway that was built in violation of the permit requirements, that is, without a permit, and the retaining walls and introduced ornamental vegetation that the prior owner placed on the property were placed by a prior owner. They were not placed by the Livonis. They purchased the property afterwards and have been seeking to remedy the situation in a manner that the commission would find consistent. The prior owner, Mr. Batram, had come before the commission with an application to keep the existing stairway. The commission appeared at that hearing to have stalemated as to whether or not they would approve it, and Mr. Batrum, in the face of that, withdrew his application, and rather than return with a new application, sold his property. The Lavonis proposed to remove all of those retaining walls, to regrade the slope in a manner that would be consistent with what mapping would show to be the prior contours of the slope, and then within those contours and using those contours to guide them to have a switchback pathway of surface materials without any kind of retaining devices to come down to the beach. It will be the minimal intrusion in terms of visual, certainly far minimal compared to what the staff has already shown you in the slides of the large stairways and other types of railroad-type pathways that come down to the beach. In this regard, the idea that there is no development on the lower bluff of this area is simply not true. There are stairs on every house that come from the house at the top of the bluff down to the beach, or there is a structure at the bottom of the bluff. So the lower bluff here, there are 25 homes between the driveway to Corona Del Mar State Beach parking lot and the place that's called Inspiration Point, which is the ending point next to the house she pointed out to as being the tobacco house. Of those 25 properties, 24 have access from the home to the beach. And the Lavoni property prior to 1972 enjoyed a stairway to the beach. That stairway removed, the unlawful new pathway constructed with the retaining walls and other things that went with it are precisely what the Lavonis proposed to remedy, to replant the bluff in native vegetation in accordance with the plan that has already been submitted, and to have then the opportunity to go from their home a very, very short distance down to be able to enjoy the beach. We think the staff is now correct in its recommendation. We appreciate their willingness to have reconsidered the matter, to have advised this commission to grant reconsideration, which this commission did in February, and I believe that the conclusion, if you adopt the staff recommendation, will be to bring the matter to a close, a matter that has occupied three long commission hearings. And one thing I would note, I mean, you realize that sometimes the devil is in details and things, but these six properties in Corona Del Mar have probably occupied a far disproportionate amount of time and energy on the commission's part in regard to trying to get them to conform to a particular view of what ought to be, some successfully, others not successfully, but this has been a difficult area for the commission in which, for a very small portion of a highly urbanized area, the commission has devoted considerable energy. And I am hopeful that with one additional exception that is still in the Court of Appeals, that this one may bring this to a close and stop occupying your staff and commission time on matters which, relatively speaking, do not have significant impacts upon the coast. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. No other speakers. We'll bring it back to staff. Anything else?
I don't have any further comment.
All right. Thank you. Commissioner Shajian.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Pardon me? I'm sorry. I had one comment.
Council?
To add.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Sure,
okay.
Mike.
just in reference to something made, to a statement made by Mr. Stacy, he referenced structures on the beach. As the executive director indicated earlier, the structures on the beach are unpermitted. The commission has issued cease and desist enforcement orders against those structures. In particular, one of the neighboring properties that has a cease and desist order has been upheld by the courts, which Mr. Stacy is well aware of.
All right. Commissioner Shajian.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move that the commission approve coastal development permit number 509106. Pursuant to the staff recommendation, recommend a yes vote.
Motion by Commissioner Shajian, second by Commissioner Secor. The maker and seconder recommending a yes vote. Passage of the motion will result in approval of the permit as condition and adoption of the resolutions and findings in the staff report. Would you like to speak to the motion?
No, Madam Chair.
All right. Commissioner Secor?
No, thank you, Madam Chair.
Commissioner Juan?
I have a question. It's not about this one, but when we looked at the very last slide, the Tabak residents, I know that they're developing. What's all of that running down the face of the slope?
Can we get that slide back up, please?
There was development on the bluff face that has been removed. I think this is all part of the construction that has been
approved.
Okay,
so there was development there that's been removed that will be dealt with.
That will be reconstructed.
Okay, I didn't know if they had somehow used the face of the bluff as, you know, sometimes when you're grading, you throw the grading over the edge and you're not supposed to do that. I didn't know if that was what was going on, and that was the reason I asked the question.
Okay, no, okay. We don't have any reason to think that's
okay,
the case.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Any objection to unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the commission hereby approves the coastal development permit for the proposed development. Thank you.
And the next item is item 14. We're moving to the San Diego District now. This is the Deputy Director's report for the San Diego District. The list of waivers, non-material amendments and extensions, and emergency permits for San Diego. There are three waivers, all of the type of development routinely approved by the commission. There are three non-material amendments and one non-material extension. We have received one letter in the addendum from a neighbor for the non-material extension, Stephen Moss. It isn't a letter of opposition. It's just confirming that the conditions, he wants the conditions that apply to the Eaton site that's the subject of this extension, that limits seaward encroachment and grading on the bluff face that will be interpreted and applied in the same way as we have done for his property. And for the record, I will say that is the case. There are no emergency permits to report, and staff recommends the commission concur with the executive director on these matters and approve the deputy director's report.
Okay, any objection to concurrence? Seeing none, the commission concurs.
And item 15 are the items removed from today's regular calendar to the consent calendar by staff. They are item 16A, 60837, the 22nd Ag District, item 16B, 608110, Encinitas Opportunistic Sand, item 16C, 6095, JRJ Partners.
Are they 18?
I'm 16? Sorry, they're 18. I don't know why I've done that. All of those are 18A through D, and 18D being 60915, the San Diego Regional Airport Authority. There is an addendum for item 16C. This is the installation of a below-grade retention system seaward of a single-family home in Solana Beach that's on the bluff above State Parks property. And the applicant was not able to obtain authorization from State Parks to construct a seawall at the base of the bluff here. This proposal is the only option available to the applicant to protect the residents. The letter in the addendum for State Parks is a clarification to several statements in the staff report indicating that State Park denied the application for shoreline protection on State Park property on the beach below the residence. The letter is from Superintendent Clark, and it clarifies that it's pursuant to the Public Resources Code that State Park is not authorized to grant an easement on public property for the benefit of a property owner. The letter also clarifies the staff report suggests it's State Park's policy that prohibits the shoreline protective device when it's actually the Public Resources Code that does not allow development of state-owned land for the benefit of a private party. We don't feel the statements in the report are incorrect or require revision. The letter from State Park simply clarifies under what authority the State Parks has taken that position, and it will be part of the record. There is also an addendum on item 18D for the expansion of Terminal 2 at Lindbergh Field in San Diego and for construction of an elevated roadway. The addendum revises special condition number 1 in response to a letter from the applicant, and that was also handed out separately, that clarifies the type of greenhouse gas emissions the applicant's responsible for quantifying, reducing, and potentially mitigating in the required greenhouse gas reduction plan. The commission staff has worked with the applicant to address the greenhouse gas emissions and include a transit plan to reduce the energy consumption and vehicle miles traveled consistent with the Coastal Act. There are no public opposition to these items, and the conditions are acceptable to the applicant. And unless the commission has any questions or concerns, staff recommends that they be approved on the consent calendar.
All right. Thank you, staff. And we have, this is the consent calendar for items 18A, 18B, 18C, and 18D. So I'm going to check for ex partes. Commissioner Shajian?
Thank you, Madam Chair. On July 29th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon hours, I met with Andy Culbertson. In my office, she was representing San Diego County Regional Airport Authority. And the discussion was that the airport proposing the extension of the Terminal 2 and an elevated roadway to serve needs of the airport passengers. She also noted that the airport meets the terms of the Coastal Act to the extent Chapter 3 policies apply, and that the review of the draft conditions of the staff report revealed no major issues, and that the authority has an executed MOU, Memorandum of Understanding, with the Attorney General's Office on greenhouse gases and is foregoing the construction of a parking structure at the terminal in lieu of supporting public transit and adding 500 spaces to a parking lot at the field. No opposition was anticipated, and she also expressed her appreciation for the staff that worked very hard on this project.
All right, thank you. My ex partes are on file. Anyone else? Commissioner Blank.
My ex partes on file.
Commissioner Secord.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I had substantially the same conversation with Andy Culbertson as reported by Commissioner Shajian.
All right. Commissioner Shajian, would you like to move the item?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'll move that we approve the consent agenda items as presented by staff.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded that we approve the consent calendar items. Is there any objection to unanimous roll call vote? Seeing none, this consent calendar is approved.
Madam Chair, before we move on, I just want to mention the item that Sherilyn just mentioned relative to the San Diego Airport. I mean, that's a major project, and I think the lesson that I would suggest was learned here, that the applicant provided timely information to the commission staff that enabled us to move this forward as quickly as we have and to resolve all the outstanding issues. If all applicants did that, that would be really would really improve and speed up our process. But putting something like this on consent, I think, is very significant in terms of just showing what we're trying to do to facilitate projects and expedite our proceedings.
Yeah, we want to compliment both the applicant and the staff, and it shows that it can be done. Yes. And thank you to both the applicant, the applicant's representative, and the staff. Okay.
Thank you.
The next item, 16A, the City of Carlsbad LCP Amendment 1-08A for the Palomar Airport Road driveway. This is a minor revision to the Carlsbad Ranch specific plan, which is within the Mellow 2 segment of the City of Carlsbad Certified Local Coastal Program. It will include two modifications to update Planning Area 7, which relates to the flower fields portion of the specific plan, and it will update the map and to show second ingress only access road from Palomar Airport Road. This second access road is needed to provide improved access to the flower fields, which is a popular visitor serving amenity. Again, this is a very minor amendment. Staff is recommending approval as submitted, and the resolutions and motions to approve are shown on page 4 of the staff report. And that concludes my comments.
All right, thank you. Let me check for ex parte, starting on my left. Seeing none, what's the pleasure of the commission? We have no speaker slips. Commissioner Shajian?
I move that the commission reject the implementation program amendment for the City of Carlsbad, LCP amendment number 108A, as submitted. Recommended no vote.
We have a motion by Commissioner Shajian, a second by Commissioner Secord. The maker and seconder are recommending a no vote. Failure of the motion will result in the certification of the implementation program amendment as submitted and adoptions of the resolution and findings in the staff report. Would you like to speak to the motion?
No, Madam Chair.
Commissioner Secord?
No, Madam Chair. Thank you.
All right. Any objection to unanimous roll call vote on this item? Seeing none, the commission hereby certifies the implementation program amendment for the City of Carlsbad as submitted.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also did want to mention that there was a second component of that LCP amendment submittal 108D that applies to Legoland, and it was originally scheduled, but the city requested the item be postponed so it be heard later. There was no staff report on this item, so no action is required by the commission to postpone it.
Great. Thank you.
Could I have the PowerPoint on the next item, please?
Could we ask once again in the audience, if you have a BlackBerry, even if you've got it on vibrate or whatever, it messes with the sound system, so could you turn them off? They have to be turned off.
Is there any way, Steve, you can tell us where it's coming from?
Anybody have a BlackBerry here on the dais that's not turned off? Okay.
Okay. These next items, 17A and B, they are two separate appeals. I would like to give one staff presentation for both of them. The issues are the same for both of the sites.
For 17A and B, then?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's A6 ENC 0940. Applicant is Oaken, and A6 ENC 0941. Again, the applicant is Oaken. There is an addendum with a letter from the applicant's representative. This is an appeal filed by two members of the commission of a decision. Could I have the power? Oh, there it is. Sorry. By two members of the commission of a decision by the city of Encinitas to approve with conditions a coastal development permit for demolition of the existing single-family residence that straddles the two lots, lots 18 and 19, and to construct on lot 18 a 2,986-square-foot two-story single-family home with a 447-square-foot garage and a 1,677-square-foot basement. Lot 18 is 9,922 square feet. And then on lot 19, the residence is 3,136 square feet. There is a 459 square foot garage, a 1,798 square foot basement, and that lot is 10,419 square feet. The residence will be located 40 feet landward of the reconstructed bluff edge, and the second floor would be cantilevered 7.5 to 8 feet seaward of the first floor. This site is shown on... This is the wrong PowerPoint. It should be item 17A and B, Oaken. Oaken? I'll go ahead and continue. The site is located on the inland side of Neptune Avenue in Encinitas, and it's been the subject of a landslide in 1996 that demolished a portion of the existing residence. And now today...
Who's marked incorrectly?
I apologize. Well, maybe it's
under Oaken, O-K-U-N, is the applicant's name. Does that help?
Well, I must have... There you go. Jack will bring it. It just is a California coastline's depiction of the site, so okay. It's helpful to see that while I'm talking.
Thank you.
So I'll just continue. I apologize for that. It's subject of a landslide, and the site now has lower, mid, and upper bluff stabilization that was authorized through an emergency permit and follow-up regular permits by both the commission and the city. Today, there's a lower seawall and upper bluff retaining wall that's located 20 feet landward of the pre-existing bluff edge and a landscaped backfill between the lower bluff and the upper bluff on the mid portion of the bluff. The grounds for appeal relate to the siting of the two new homes and the analysis done by the city of Encinitas to determine the location of the bluff edge and the stability of the site and the adequacy of the existing bluff and shoreline stabilization measures to protect the new development for 75 years. The staff is recommending the commission find substantial issue because the city used the manufactured reconstructed bluff edge, which is 20 feet seaward of the natural bluff edge, for purposes of determining setback requirements. And this is not consistent with the historic interpretation of the coastal bluff overlay zone provisions of the certified LCP. Also, the city failed to require the slope stability analysis and other information typically required to demonstrate the site and the proposed new development will be safe for 75 years. There is no description or evaluation of the existing shoreline protection devices, which when approved, it was proposed that they would only have a life expectancy of 22 years. There is no evidence that the applicant has submitted to the city monitoring and maintenance reports for the structures. And in any event, it is not commission policy or a typical interpretation of the LCP requirements to rely on existing shoreline protection when determining stability and the setback requirements for new development. In this case, it appears the proposed homes may be located closer to the bluff edge than would be required if the bluff stability analysis is performed. Therefore, staff is recommending the commission find substantial issue and allow that analysis to occur and assure stability for new development and not set an adverse precedent for interpretation of the LCP. And because staff is recommending substantial issue, unless three or more commissioners wish to have a hearing on this item, substantial issue will be found and we'll come back with a recommendation de novo at a later date. And I do apologize for the PowerPoint.
That's fine. Thank you, staff. Do three or more commissioners object to the finding of substantial issue? If you'd raise your hands. Seeing none, substantial issue is found. Commissioner Wong, did you have a comment?
Well, Commissioner Kruer asked me to make a comment today. So on his behalf, he's asking that when the staff does this analysis and looks at the home and where the home is, that his concern is that with the natural bluff setback, that the size of the home will be such that it will be so small it won't be worthwhile. And he wants you to carefully look at making it at least dealing with this in a way that will result in a livable home.
All right. Commissioner Shajian?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I concur with that. Looking at some pictures, the houses that exist on both sides of this applicant, that seems like they've gone out of their way to build the house of their dream. And just to be complimentary to the neighborhood, I hope that we treat this applicant in the same way that others have been treated in the past. I don't know if they built their houses prior to the Coastal Act or not, but applying everything within the ordinance, you can hardly build a house. So I hope staff will look into that favorably.
Okay, and thank you, Commissioner. And then Commissioner Wan or any other commissioner that had an ex parte.
Yeah. I did get a letter from Supervisor Pam Slater. I guess it's Pam Slater Price now, seeking that we request for a finding of no substantial issue.
All right,
and
thank
I'll
you.
Submit the letter for your review.
And then was that we found substantial issue on 17A, and do we need to do the same on 17B?
Yes, there needs to be a separate vote.
Okay. So with regard to item 17B, do three or more commissioners object to the finding of substantial issue? And seeing none on 17B, substantial issue has been found.
And the last item today is item 17C, A6 PSD 0943, the San Diego Unified Port District. And I hope I do have a PowerPoint for this item. I'd like to draw your attention to the addendum. There's a letter from the Port of San Diego and several letters of opposition with attachments, including newspaper articles, a copy of a lawsuit that's been filed against the port by the Public Rights to Bay Access and Parks. This appeal was filed by two members of the commission and five members of the public and the Navy Broadway Complex Coalition of a decision by the city, the San Diego Unified Port District to approve with conditions phase one of the North Embarcadero public access improvements, which is to realign Harbor Drive from B Street Pier to just south of Broadway Pier to allow construction of a 105-foot-wide esplanade in this same subgrid of North Embarcadero at the intersection of Broadway and Harbor Drive in downtown San Diego. And slide one shows the location of the Phase 1 public access improvements. They'll include a continuous bayfront, 29-foot-wide promenade for pedestrians and bicyclists, a stormwater treatment system, a running walking path, two open shade structures that will include replacement ticket information and kiosks and a cafe, and also a restroom building. There's a on slide two, there's a 1,600 square foot public plaza that will be constructed at the foot of Broadway, just inland of the Broadway pier. Here. And it will be flanked by formal gardens on either side. The plaza design includes movable bollards to redirect the public pedestrian activity when cruise ships are present at the Broadway pier, and vehicular access to the pier is required. That's shown on slide three. The standard review on port appeals on the question of substantial issue is whether the project as approved is consistent with the certified port master plan. And the port master plan in this case includes text, exhibits, a project list, and portions of the North Embarcadero visionary plan that was specifically referenced in the port master plan. In 2001, the commission reviewed the port master plan amendment number 27, which was to create a North Embarcadero overlay district. And one of the primary elements of that port master plan amendment was the docking of the Midway aircraft at the Navy Pier for as an aircraft museum. But the port master plan amendment also incorporated into the plan elements of the North Embarcadero Visionary Plan, which was a planning effort by the North Embarcadero Alliance, including representatives from the port, the City of San Diego, County of San Diego, Center City Development Corporation, and the Navy. The plan amendment in our review of the port master plan amendment, we recognized that the North Embarcadero Visionary Plan was not submitted as part of the port master plan, but many of the goals and projects identified in that visionary plan were included in the project list and discussed in the text and exhibits of the port master plan. The appellant's contentions include that these Phase 1 improvements are not consistent with the Port Master Plan as certified, that the project represents a piecemeal approach to provision of public access and open space on the San Diego waterfront and may have an adverse impact on public access and public views. And slide 4 shows the figure 11 of the Port Master Plan. Graphically shows that Harvard Drive curving at its intersection of Broadway to include an oval-shaped park. The port staff has estimated that park to be roughly 79,000 square feet, with an additional 24,000 of potentially park area cantilevered over the water. This park has been replaced with the 16,000 square foot plaza previously shown that is also to function as the driveway to the Broadway pier. Slide 5 is figure 5.3 in the Port Master Plan that identifies the conceptual layout or cross-section of the improvements to the esplanade, including location, minimum width, that have been this layout has been modified in the proposed Phase 1 project from the features shown in the plan. This is the proposed layout. The changes aren't significant, but they are different than what's shown in the Port Master Plan. And for instance, the Port Master Plan showed the bicycle path adjacent to Harbor Drive, and that has been changed to be a dual pedestrian and bicycle path on the seaward edge or the bay edge. Phase 1 project also required an addendum to the EIR for the North Embarcadero Visionary Plan to address removal of the street and off-street parking that's associated with the Harbor Drive improvements. And with that EIR, there was development of a parking management plan for the build-out of the North Embarcadero. The parking management plan identifies that the public visitor parking on Navy Pier is necessary to meet the demand for the visitor parking in the area and address the loss of street parking associated with this project. This is contrary to the specific planning goal in the Port Master Plan to relocate parking from the pier and convert the pier to a park. These policies in the plan were specifically developed as part of the Commission review of the North Embarcadero Visionary Plan Port Master Plan Amendment for the Midway. And the plan also states that the port should complete environmental review for that conversion when the pier is relinquished by the Navy, which has occurred. So it appears that that environmental analysis to address the potential conversion of Navy Pier to a park should have been included in the environmental analysis for this Phase 1 improvements. We don't think that Phase 1 should go forward independent of addressing this fundamental component of the parking and open space for the North Embarcadero on Navy Pier. So in summary, the Commission staff is recommending substantial issue to allow assessment of the revisions to the Port Master Plan associated with these Phase 1 improvements. And we want to determine if any portion of the project can move forward in the absence of a Port Master Plan amendment that addresses the changes to the open space and parking and the public access improvement. So these have resulted from other changes in the development patterns that have been acknowledged by the port. And the port mentions that there's a Broadway Hall feature that's been developed to replace this Broadway Plaza. Staff recommends that the Commission find substantial issue to allow us to determine if these changes and compensating open space may be addressed in the context of this coastal development permit. And again, we are recommending substantial issue unless three or more commissioners want to have a hearing on the item. Substantial issue will be found.
Thank you, staff. Do three or more commissioners wish to or object to the finding of substantial issue? Seeing no objections, substantial issue is found, and then the matter will be scheduled for a future hearing.
Do we have to do ex parte?
Okay, and before, apparently there are ex parte, so sorry, I didn't realize. Commissioner Shajian?
Thank you, Madam Chair. On August 5th at 4 p.m., I did a telephone conference call with Ms. McCabe and Blumker, and they briefed me the project, which they informed me that the Port of San Diego was not intending to oppose staff's recommendation of substantial issue, but would focus their efforts on working with the staff to resolve their concerns at the de novo stage. The representatives also provided a brief summary of the benefits of the proposed coastal access improvements and described the project's importance to the San Diego region.
Thank you, sir.
Summary. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, mine are on file. Anyone else? Commissioner Secord.
Madam Chair, thank you. I believe the ex parte is on file, but I had substantially the same conversation with Susan McCabe as reported by Commissioner Shajian.
Okay. Madam Chair, my ex parte is on file.
Thank you. And so this substantial issue has been found, and then this matter will come back for a de novo hearing at a future time.
Okay, Madam Chair, as you know, the next meeting in Eureka is a two-day meeting. We do anticipate it'll be two full days, but again, look at what we thought was going to happen today in this meeting. In any event, if you would please let us know. We will have rooms reserved for Thursday night, so that if commissioners stay over Thursday night, which I would recommend, and leave on Friday as opposed to trying to get away on Thursday. We will have that available. Also, if you could let Vanessa know if you're not going to stay at the Red Lion Inn. I know some of you find other accommodations, but Vanessa is trying to accommodate your reservation needs, so please let her know what your plans are. And with that, we'll see you in the north on the North Coast.
All right.
Madam Chair, I just have one question for the Executive Director while he's here, which is as Mr. Douglas, this has nothing to do with any of the items in front, but came up as a matter of curiosity. Do we have any authority over ships in the coastal zone, cruise ships or other ships in the coastal zone, or is that some other agency?
No, we don't. We have dealt with the issue in the past relative to suggesting input on legislation. If there are some sort of federal regulations that apply that would affect coastal resources. We might be able to look at that under federal consistency, but at this point, up to this point, we do not.
So discharges and then bunker fuel burning, et cetera, is not in our jurisdiction? It's a federal jurisdiction?
That's correct, unless there is specific federal authorization or permitting required. There is no ability for the commission to review that, and council can correct me if I'm wrong.
Great. Thank you.
Okay.
Madam Chair, may I just make one request regarding the de novo hearing on the appeal of the North Embarcadero? And that is, this issue has become a major, major issue in the city of San Diego. And I would like you to direct staff to ensure that it takes place at a meeting of the commission within San Diego County.
All right, we'll certainly take that request into consideration. And Neva, we're not having any public comments. Don't have anyone signed up for that, but what your handout had to do with what the last item was. If you want to give it to the staff, they'll distribute it to the commission. Or you could save it for when we have the hearing, which would probably be most appropriate.
Could I have just 1 minute just to mention something?
I'm sorry, but the decision has been made on the item, and we've actually in a position to adjourn. If you'd like to give it to the staff, they'll distribute it to the commission.
And I already distributed it to you, so you have it. Thank you.
Your mother sent you good.
Thank you.